I'm Max. I'm an explorer. I travel by sea. I used to travel by air.
Obviously, you have no home or family.
Well, I have one of those, but...
But you ate them all?
No. I have no plans to eat anybody.
You are now the king, and you will be a truly great king.
Hey, King, what's your first order of business?
It's the Wild Rumbista!
Okay, here's the deal. Maurice Sendak, author of Where the Wild Things Are, handpicked director Spike Jonze to direct the film adaptation of the classic children's book, which was a great choice. We all know the story about a kid named Max who gets in trouble at home and finds his way to a magical land where he becomes king of the monsters. And what Jonze does is deliver a film that hits all the beats from the relatively short book, yet embellishes it to include a bittersweet story of loneliness, friendship, and loss of innocence. Where the Wild Things Are is a visual feast that seems more geared towards grown-ups that used to be kids rather than kids themselves. It's not a traditional film refusing to explain itself, and it's a better film for that. Where the Wild Things Are gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.